لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ خلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقال أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القار والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi of our time, the Mujaddid of this era, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, Hazrat said that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that the sunnah of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can become alive in the ummah again. And Allah loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sunnah of him. If we bring that into our lives, Allah will bring the whole of deen alive. And if deen becomes alive, our dunya will also go smooth and well. Our akhirat will also be made. So such a simple prescription and sunnahs are beloved, are enjoyable. We just practice upon the sunnahs, the whole of deen will come into our lives. Our dunya will be corrected, our akhirat will also be made. And in order to understand the value of sunnahs, I'll give one example. And that is, it's not a long time ago, and many of us remember that time, when we used to buy rice, etc., there were small stones in the rice also. There were small twigs, pieces of grass, etc. And the woman had to sit for hours cleaning the rice. But when we bought that rice and we knew there were going to be stones, and stones are much more heavier than what rice is. But we paid for that stones, the price of rice. And the twigs, which are much more lighter than the rice, but we paid for them also the price of rice. Why? Because nobody is so stupid to pay for twigs and little grass and for stones. But why did we pay for it? Because it was in the company of the rice. It was with the rice, in the sohbat, in the company of the rice. And then, when we bought it, we looked after the rice also. That somebody mustn't steal it, the rain, etc., sunshine, some animals eat it, we protected that rice. In the process, we protected the stones also. We protected those small twigs also. Otherwise, nobody is so stupid to look after stones, and to look after twigs and keep it in a safe place. But because it was kept with the rice, that's why it had value and we looked after it. Then when the house lady sat for hours in the scoop and they cleaned it and they separated the stones now. And they separated the small twigs and they threw it outside, they threw it in the dustbin. Now, if the dogs urinate on it, nobody is worried. People trample on it, nobody, now you won't protect it. Why? Because they are separated from the rice now. Just like that we can understand the value of sunnah. Just for us to understand an example like the rice. And Allah looked after them, and we are like stones and twigs. But as long as we had sunnahs in our life, Allah protected us. Allah looked after us. But when nobody separated the rice, the stones and the twigs, the house lady separated me. For us, nobody separated us from deen, from the masjid, from Quran Sharif, from sunnah dressing, from a sunnah lifestyle. We ourselves separated ourselves. Now we are like the stones and twigs that are thrown outside. Now the drinkers of wine and the eaters of swine, they urinate on us, they trample on us. What is happening in Iraq? What is happening in Syria? What is happening in Palestine? In the whole Muslim world, they made a fool out of us, and they're using Muslim to kill Muslim all the time. And they are seeing the fun of Muslims killing Muslims. All this because we separated ourselves from deen, from sunnahs, from the Quran Sharif, from masjid. And to put things in order, with no big deal. It's really a deenu yusrum. Deen is easy. The effort of deen is easy. To bring deen alive is easy. It's no big deal. We don't need a big budget. We don't need a big army. We don't need big offices and computers. All we have to do, and everyone has the choice, bring sunnahs back into our lives. Every individual, from morning to night, all the sunnahs bring them alive. From head to toe, bring sunnahs alive. From birth to death, bring sunnahs alive. And sunnah ka tariqah, ashal tariqah. It is the most easiest way, whatever you want to do, doing sunnah way is the most easy. Sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way to do a thing. Everyone loves beauty. Do it according to sunnat way, that is the most beauty. Sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa hai. It is the most perfect way of doing. Everyone likes perfection. Everything must be perfect, must be in order. Just do it according to sunnat and everything will be. And if everyone does this from morning to night, from birth to death, we bring sunnahs into our lives, sunnahs will come in the whole world. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they said very clearly, Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they were eating, were at foreigner upon us, Islam was spreading like wildfire, Muslims were taking over land and on land, and they were negotiating with the conquerors, they had some meals. And in the meals, one morsel of food, one luqma, fell out of the plate. Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without second thought, picked it up, cleaned it and ate it. His khadim, his attendant who was serving him, told him, these are very sophisticated people. These are very enlightened people. Don't do this in front of them, they won't like it. And at the top of his voice he said, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاؤُلَىٰ الْحُمَقَىٰ. Must I give up one sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these stupid and ignorant people? May Allah bring it, we get the value of sunnah like that again. Today our dressing, we dress like that. Our hairstyles, we make like that. Our education of us and our children, Western, their education. Our Islamic education, we don't give our children. We are not worried about the Islamic education. But all secular education, Western education, to make us monkeys and to make us fools and to destroy our iman. We ourselves are paying for that today. For that iman and that, for destroying our iman and the iman of our children, we are paying high prices to send our children headlong into Jahannam. So may Allah let us understand the value of sunnah. One sunnah that I will mention now, by way of an example, and all the sunnahs are easy, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has got a beautiful kitab, a small pocket size kitab, it will fit in your small pocket here. Piyari Nabi ki piyari sunnate, the beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi. He has explained sunnahs from morning to night, from birth to death, and very, very easy and simple. And what great benefits there are in sunnahs also. So try and acquire this kitab. There are many other from any reliable or alim who has written on sunnahs. There are quite a few. Get a kitab and study it, and then try and bring the sunnahs, practice upon it, propagate it. May Allah give us the knowledge of every sunnah. Amen.
For us, it's not possible that we make amal on every sunnah.
We try our best.
May Allah give us the love of every sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala let us practice upon every sunnah. And may Allah let us propagate every sunnah also.
There are great, great virtues of this.
So one sunnah is the sunnah of answering the call of Adhan. When Adhan is called out, we should reply to the Adhan. And this is our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written nine prescriptions for guaranteed marked death on Iman. Let us, if we can practice on all nine, what to say? There are a few more also, but at least on this nine. And if we can't on all nine, at least practice on one. And our mark will be guaranteed on Iman. And that should be our biggest worry. More greater worry that my shop is running well or not. My job, I'm going to get retrenched or fired or not. More bigger worry than that must be how maut is going to come on us. If maut comes on Iman, and Iman e Kamil, and we get husna khatimah straight into Jannah, what a pleasure. And if our maut comes on Iman, but with sins with our Iman, then we will have to pay for those sins. And yeah, we can't tolerate the bite of one mosquito. One mosquito spoils our whole night, we can't sleep. One fly spoils our whole day and we can't rest and we are not at ease. And if in the qabr there have to be snakes and scorpions, what will be our condition? Yeah, just it's a little hot, you feel uneasy. It's too cold, you feel uneasy. On the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be just above our heads, and the bottom will be melting copper, and we got Iman, but we have sins and we'll have to pay for it. And if we have to go to Jahannam to pay for our sins, what will be the condition? So this effort of the Khanqa, of the Tasawwuf and Islam, is to try and bring our Iman. There are three conditions our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that a person's maut can come upon. One is on Kufr, Allah save us. 100% Allah protect us all that our maut doesn't come on Kufr. And sometimes some of our sins block the Iman at the time of maut. A person must be very worried about his sins. Make sincere tawbah regularly for the sins that we commit. So may Allah save us from that. The next condition that a person's maut can come is on Iman, but with sins also. He committed, he has got Iman, but he is dying, he didn't make tawbah of his sins. He committed sins, he didn't make tawbah, and he's dying with sins. That person will go fire, azab, and then finally he will go to Jannah. But the little azab also of the qabr of akhirat is so severe, we cannot imagine it. The third condition is that you make sincere tawbah of your gunas, of your sins. You kept away from sins and you die with perfect Iman, which is called husna khatimah, a beautiful maut. That is from the start you go into pleasure and enjoyment. You go as a VIP, in fact a VVIP, very, very important person. And not of an airport, or not of a government, or not of an organization, but a VVIP of Allah Ta'ala. How won't Allah host you? And what won't Allah do for you? Your maut will be made easy. You won't fear. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Ala inna awliya Allah. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. They won't have any fear what they are going. They are seeing the malaika welcoming them. They are seeing the hurul eid. They are seeing the palaces of Jannah. They are going with pleasure. There is no fear. And no fear, no sorrow of what they are leaving behind. All the palaces they can have here, their houses, their businesses, they will realize this was like that small monopoly hotels and motels that we had. And monopoly that we owned some businesses and we had an aeroplane flying or a ship moving. This was all monopoly games we were playing. Now we are going into reality. They will realize we were dreaming. Now we are going into reality and the real enjoyment, where there is no fear of death after that, no fear of an accident, no fear that a person worries, I don't know how my old age is going to come. I mustn't get paralyzed. I mustn't get a stroke. I mustn't suffer going an accident and become a cabbage. I mustn't get shot in a crime situation and I just die like that. No fear in contentment whatsoever. Only pleasure and enjoyment. Alhamdulillah alladhi azhaba anna al-hazan. The people of Jannah will say, all praise is due to Allah, who has removed all sorrow from us. Now no more sorrow of anything. Yea, in this world, to get married, you are worried. You want a girl, nobody's accepting. Finally, somebody accepts. Then you are happy, but you are worried. I don't know what kind of girl is she. How will my marriage, will it work out or won't it work out? You get married now, if your marriage works out also, now your worry is German. Why my wife is not conceiving? When she conceives, you get happy and you get worried also. Mustn't be a deformed child, mustn't be a retarded child, etc. Anyway, your child is born nice and healthy, you are very happy also. But you are worried also, my child mustn't get to come in an accident. My child crossing the street playing will fall on the street and the car mustn't knock it down. This must not happen. My child mustn't become a drug addict. My child mustn't get mixed up with crooks and all other wrong type of people. Now you pass that stage, the time comes for the child to get married. You are happy also. And now you're looking for a wife, the same repetition again. That how you were worried about your wife, my child, I mean she must get a good wife. Or my daughter must get a good husband, you're more worried of your daughter. All the time, mixture of happiness and sorrow. Get married, now you are happy, all the wedding preparation. But then when your child is leaving, again worry. I don't know, wedding mustn't be today, today's wedding, tomorrow talaq, divorce. There's something like that must not happen. My child must not have 2-3 children and then divorce takes place all the time in this world. You buy a brand new motor car, you are so happy. But if your iman is weak, straight away insurance. My car mustn't get stolen. Or my car mustn't come in an accident. With the happiness, sorrow. You're going on a holiday, you are happy. You got up 4 o'clock in the morning, you are preparing. The children are also happy. But the older people, in their minds, they got worried. We mustn't meet up with the accident. How many people go for holidays and they never return home again? They've gone to the mortuaries and they've gone to the graveyards. They went for holiday, but they went to the graveyards. There's every holiday this period, this thing happened. So this is this dunya. But Jannah, no worry whatsoever. So we should be concerned of our mort. One prescription I will mention, by which our mort will definitely come on Iman. But don't be content with that. Work that our mort comes with Iman and not one single sin in our nama, our record of deeds. Make regularly this dua also, that Ya Allah, now, and especially at the time of my mort, in my qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, in my record of deeds, there mustn't be a single sin. Though our Allah, I've committed many, many sins, mountains and mountains, and seas full of sins, but you are the great, merciful and forgiving Allah. You not only forgive sins, but you convert the sins into good deeds. So Allah, in my record of deeds, convert all my sins into good deeds. And let there not be one sin in my record of deeds. Also remember, there is a very, very frightening and serious thing. At the time of mort, like you bought a brand new Mercedes-Benz, BMW, but in your fuel pipe, if there was some dirt that came and blocked the fuel to come, your car doesn't want to start. It just manages to start, it switches off again, no fuel is coming. So like that at the time of mort, if there's a blockage of sin in our record of deeds, it mustn't block Iman to come on our tongue. That we can't read kalima, there is a blockage. And many people are reported who live their lives as Muslims. At the time of mort, they say that kalima doesn't want to come on my tongue. I can't read the kalima, the sins are blocking me. So therefore, always make sure that our fuel pipeline is clear. They are gunas, our worst enemies. Sins, our worst enemy. No country is our enemy. No nation is our enemy. But our sins are our enemy. Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. We use the worst sinners to punish the less sinners. It is not just that Allah has a thing. No country has the power to cause zulm and oppression on any. Allah uses them to punish us. And we blame the country. Even a dog knows. You take a stone and you throw it at the dog won't run after the stone, that the stone is hurting me. The dog will run after you threw the stone. But Allah sends the conditions, and we running after this country, we swearing that country, we swearing that nation, and how the fatwas we making on this nation and on that country, or in the meantime, our sons are the cause that Allah is sending this condition. But we don't understand that. We don't want to take responsibility. Once we were having meals with our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and somebody dropped a glass of juice or tea or something on the tablecloth on the dastarkhan. So Hazrat asked, what happened? The person said the tea dropped, the juice, the glass dropped. Hazrat became very angry and upset, making our Islah correcting us. He says, why don't you say I dropped the glass? Did the glass just fall on its own? Why don't you say I didn't put the glass properly? Hey, we don't want to take responsibility for our action. We want to blame it on other things. And we find how sad, for example, especially non-Muslims, perhaps some Muslims also, we don't know, like a motor mechanic is working, he can't get his things right. And then he swears the tool. And he swears the mother of the tool. And how he swears the tool and the mother of the tool also. What can the poor tool do? You don't take the blame yourself that you have done something wrong. Carpenter always blames his tools, that the tools are not right, this is not right, they didn't supply the light. Why don't you take responsibility? Husband and wife argument, always you blame the wife. You don't take responsibility. And all these conditions come from Allah Ta'ala. And they come, kama tadinu tudanu. As you do, you will go, you will get. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane, to karte de. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane, to marke de. These are realities, our actions are the things. So anyway, so to get perfect iman, by the kalima, by the adhan, the sunnah of adhan that I want to explain, the du'as, etc., the reply, our mort on iman will come, which is a very, very great thing. But don't be content with that. Try and make effort that we have iman e kamil. That no sins are left in our record of deeds, that we have husne khatima. That we just go into enjoyment. We don't fear more. Hey, the Jews, Allah Ta'ala says that if you are true, that you love Allah, فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. That desire for more. Test our iman also. Do we desire for more? Are we frightened for more? Today a person's whole life's earnings what he made. At the end, one heart attack, all the money gone to the clinic. Or any other disease, all the money gone to this clinic, gone to that doctor. For what did we earn? The children are deprived. We work our whole life and we just hand it over there. We just because we don't want to die. The government says if you are over 60, we're not interested in treating those patients. Because they are already redundant. They are already on their way out. But we ourselves can't realize it. We still want to live. Even if we're just living on a respirator, we are living on life-supporting machines, we are useless, we can't do. And we don't want to unplug the machines also. We just want to still live, even if you're just living like a person that is in a coma there, nothing you can do. But we still just want to live. If you've got Iman, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, 70 times I went in the battlefield, not to win the battle, but just to go and get shahadat. But today we are frightened for more. We are frightened for shahadat. Shahadat was a thing that a Muslim used to covet it. He should die to get shahadat. And he should run to get shahadat. He should, if anyone was, if like we are sitting here, and there's an occasion of shahadat, then everyone would want to be the first to go. But today, all of us, myself, I'll try to keep myself alive. Encourage you go, you go. We won't want to go ourselves. For dunya's things, any small profit, any property being sold, any shop, then we don't tell anyone, we quickly go and buy it ourselves. But in namaz to go in the front serve, you see everyone pushing one another. The value of that in the front serve, what is that value? We haven't got it. So may Allah give us coffee. Anyway, the sunnah of adhan, the jawab, the answering of adhan. In one riwayat it comes, narrated by Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. If a person, when he hears the words of adhan, and he says, marhaban bis salat, marhaban bis salat qa'ima, wa bis salat abla wa marhaba, then 2 million records, the sawabs are recorded to his account. Just by reading that. It comes in a hadith, when we hear the adhan words, raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena, وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. When we hear the adhan, and then we also say, وَأَنَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. All this we should try and say. Then as the muhadhin says, repeat the words what the muhadhin says. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Repeat the words also like that. The whole. Only when he says, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ twice, and حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاةِ twice, they say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The reason for this, our Shaykh says, is a proof that Islam is the true religion. That when the Muhammad says, Hayya ala salah, come for salah, come for success. Actually, logically, our mind will tell us, we should say, Labbaik, I'm coming, I'm ready, I'm coming for namaz. Like an ustad in the classroom is taking a roll call, who is present for classes. He takes your name, you don't say, when he asks your name, you don't say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You say, Hadir, I'm present. So here also we should say, I'm present, Allah, I'm coming. But the answer is not there. The present there, the answer is, La hawla, that I can't turn away from disobedience of Allah. وَلَا قُوَّةَ, and I haven't got the power to fulfill the command of Allah, illa billah, but by the help of Allah. If Allah helps me, I'll be able to come. I'm preparing, I want to come, I'm doing everything. They're going to toilet, making wudu, starting my car, sitting in my car. But if Allah wishes only then, that through yaqeen, tawheed, that I am not God, I haven't got the power, I'm not ilah, that I've got the power to come for salah, only Allah can bring me. I make all my effort, but it's only in Allah's hand. How many times it happened? A person, fajr time, made his sunnah at home already. Now he's coming for namaz, as he puts his one step out of the house, now his stomach starts making gurgur. And now he feels my stomach is working. I don't think I'll make it to the masjid toilets also. You have to go back to toilet at home. And the toilet, as the Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the toilet is that jail for which there is no bail. When you are sentenced to imprisonment in the toilet, you can't give bail for it. And there is no locum for it. You can't tell your wife, I have to go for Fajr, I'm the Imam, the people are going to wait for me, you go on my behalf to the toilet. You'll have to go. And the amount of time that you are sentenced to sit in the toilet, that also whatever your stomach, your system, the judge has sentenced you, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 30 minutes. Sometimes you made your sunnahs at home. You are going to Fajr, you're the Imam, you're going to make namaz, you're going to make the imamah. But the toilet detains you and whole Jamaat time is gone also. Sometimes it happens the whole namaz time is gone. The system is just not clearing up. You just try and you think you are finished again. It happens like that. So it's not in your hands, it's only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So there we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah, only you can take. I'm doing all my effort. I'm doing, preparing everything, but only you can take me. When Adhan is repeated, all the other words as the Muadhin, Thumma sallu alayya. Now, repeat, now sends durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Muadhin says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, at that time we shouldn't read durood Sharif. There are adab of durood. While the Imam is on in khutbah, and he says, he reads the ayat also, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. That time don't read durood. Otherwise, read durood. Everything has got the time for it. So, for example, don't go and read durood in the toilet. Durood has got so much value, I'm just going to read. Even Quran I'm going to read. No, you can't go and read in the toilet. And you can. So the times that are set out according to that. So when you have to say the words what the Muazzin says, so Muazzin doesn't say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't read the salawat, durood, so we also don't read. When Adhan is complete, now read durood Sharif. Thumma lit darakhi. According to Arabic grammar, the word thumma, a preposition, it is for delayed action. Now you wanted to read there, but delayed action, now read it after Adhan is complete. ثُمَّ صَلُّ اللَّهُ وَسِيلَ لِي. Then ask, make the dua of wasila. اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّ هَذِهِ الدَّعْوَةِ الدَّامَّةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْقَائِمَةِ آتِ مُحَمَّدٍ الْوَسِيلَ وَالْفَضِيلَ. And there is no وَالدَّرَجَةِ الرَّفِيعَةِ. That people added it afterwards. And if you have got it recorded from your childhood learning, delete it now. جديد وبعث مقام محمود الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. A person who reads this, وجبت حلت له شفاعتي. That my shafa'at, وجبت له. Unless Nabi says, my intercession for that person has become wajib, has become compulsory. I will intercede for that person on the day of Qiyamah. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah will only intercede for the mu'mineen, for the believers. So by reading this, it means 100% your maut will have to come on Iman. So your maut is guaranteed on Iman, which is a very great thing. Even if it means you have to go to Jahannam and you have to pay, but eventually you'll get to Jannah. But as I said, don't be content with that. Yeah, in this world, if a person comes from another country, he comes into the country, South Africa, he gets a little place to stay, outbuilding, or a tent shanty, he's happy at the start. But as soon as he starts earning little, he wants to upgrade. So in Jannah also, for Akhirat, don't be satisfied just with the lower stages. And here you can't go and work for the high stages of Jannah. It is here you have to work for the high stages of Jannah. A person, when he gets a house, a nice house also, he's earning more now, his business is going well, then he wants to go to the elite suburbs. Now he wants to move over to the other suburbs. He doesn't want to stay now where he stayed. So in Jannah also, a person will have that desire to go up. So this is the time to prepare for it. May Allah give us tawfiq. So the khulasa so far is sunnahs are very important in our lives. One sunnah I mentioned, that always give reply to the azan and in the method and read the dua. By the barakat of that, maut on iman will be guaranteed. And at the same time, don't be content with that. Try and work to that level of iman that when we look forward to maut, that is a mu'min, a true mu'min. A mu'min doesn't live for dunya and to live it up and make dunya. A Muslim mu'min lives for akhirah. Al-mawtu jasrun yusallul habib ilal habib. Maut is a bridge that joins a lover to his beloved. If really Allah is your beloved, you will just want to join with Allah. You want to go to Allah. But today we haven't explored. We haven't found out who Allah is. And it comes in the hadith. The sign of the love of Allah is the sign of the love of the zikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. Today how many people, somebody else is making zikr, not you. Somebody else. But your head starts paining. Your stomach starts paining. If a person is allergic to penicillin, to fish, to nuts, anything. If he eats nuts or penicillin is given to him, then the reaction comes. But yes, somebody else is making zikr and the reaction is by him. So we are we have got so much of allergy of zikr that somebody else makes zikr, our head spins. Why is he making zikr? Why is he making loud? Why is he making in a jamaat, in a group? We can't just tolerate it. We can't take it. Whereas the sign of the love of Allah, I usually say that a young boy who is getting married, if his mother's name is Fatima, his sister's name, auntie's name, he doesn't get much enjoyment in the name Fatima. But when he's now engaged to a girl who is Fatima, now just the name Fatima, see what joy it gives him. And some of our friends whose wives are Fatima, they're smiling already. Yeah, because they're also getting happy that my wife has been spoken about. So anyway, that person now in Fatima, he's just engaged to her. He can't sleep at night. He's just thinking of Fatima. And then he pronounce the word also properly. He'll go to Parisa and the power that I must pronounce, I can't say Fatima or Fatima or Fatma or all the different Fatima. For all the different ways of pronouncing Fatima, but now he wants to say it properly, Fatima. And he says it with tarannum, with tune, and with beautiful tone. He can't say Fatima, Fatima. There is a different story after 3 months of marriage, the way he fights like cats and dogs with poor Fatima, and how he will treat her. But at the moment, one Fatima you've gone made on her, just her name. And Allah who has created millions of Fatima. Millions of Aishas and Khadijas, what is the beauty of Allah? And what is the love of Allah? And if you get that taste, then to take Allah's name, Allah,
Allah, Allah. What enjoyment you will get. But when we don't know Allah, we can't even, we say, jazikat, they're wasting time. They're only benefiting themselves, they're not benefiting the. Whereas it comes clearly in the hadith, as long as there's one person to say Allah, the system of the whole world will carry on. The winds will blow, the rains will come, food will be produced, people will eat, houses will be built, businesses will carry on. It isn't the technology and the people of the dunya whose ihsan and favor is on us that they give us cell phones. Sitting here and you're talking to somebody in America, you're talking to somebody in England. It isn't. It is the Muslims' favor on them that they excel, the azans are carrying on. Namazes are taking place. Zikrullah is taking place. Tilawat is taking place. The Darul Ulooms have got a great favor on the Ummah. The Jamaat has got a great favor on the Ummah. The Khanqa, what favors they have given to the Ummah, these realities by which the system of the world will carry on. So we should try and always get the love of Allah Ta'ala. And by making the zikr is a sign, a person, how much he's regular with his zikr, how much he enjoys his zikr, is a sign he's got love for Allah Ta'ala. And how much a person is far from zikr, he doesn't take Allah's name, no tilawat in his life, no zikrullah in his life, that's a clear sign that he's far from Allah. It isn't just a da'wah, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقًا. Whatever you say, there is a proof of it. You say, I love Allah, there must be proof. And the proof of it is you enjoy making the zikr of Allah. And you take Allah's name all the time. So may Allah give us tawfiq to bring every sunnah in our lives, inshallah. The ayat al-kareema I've recited, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Think for yourself a little, Allah is saying, can that person ever be equal? That person whose heart we have opened for Islam. And after this one, two ayats, then Allah compares this person with another person. This person is أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. The other person, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Can this person ever be like that person who is saving himself from the terrible punishment of Jahannam with his face? And what the Quran is, Quran Sharif, Kalamullah. Nobody can ever give you literature and talks like the Quran Sharif. Imagine a person in this world, if somebody wants to hit you, your own father, the husband wants to hit the wife, Allah protect us all, anyone wants to hit you, then immediately your hand will go to protect yourself. That mustn't hit you. And the main thing you want to protect is your face. The face is the main place that you want to protect. But in Jahannam, the hands will be fastened at the back. Now, Azab, fire is coming. Snakes are coming for you. The malaika are smiting you and hitting you on your face. And you want to save yourself, but your hands are fastened. You can't save yourself. So with your face, you try to do this, try and save yourself. This is what Allah is saying. أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Can that person who wants to save himself from سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, the terrible punishment, and what his face means, the punishment is coming on his face, and what his face he wants to save himself from that punishment. Can this person ever be equal to that person? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whose heart Allah has opened for Islam. And Islam has come into his heart. And he has seen, and he is constrained to say, not of deductions and calculations, and mathematical calculation, but it's just from the bottom of the heart, he says, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ. I'm happy with Allah. What a rabb I have got. How he has given me birth, made me come into existence. What eyes he has given me free of charge. Yeah, in this world, may Allah save us. If one person's eye has to be destroyed in a shooting incident, motor car accident, the most medical science with all that technology is can give you a glass eye. With that glass eye, you can't see anything or nobody. Everyone can see your eye, but you can't see anyone. And at what the cost they will give you a glass eye. Allah gave us two eyes free of charge. Hey, how can't I be happy with my Allah? Allah is that person who has given me my tongue, my teeth, my lips to eat. He has given me my hand. I pick up that wonderful food, biryani, rose, whatever it is, and I put it in my mouth. But we don't even say Alhamdulillah. We don't say Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. What wonderful. And then again Allah gave us our taste buds.
You are enjoying the salt and the spices in the biryani. You are enjoying the sweetness in the cakes and in the biscuits. Who gave us all that that you enjoy? Something hot, hot coffee, hot tea you are enjoying on a cold night. And cold sarbat and cold juice you are enjoying on a hot day. All this Allah gave us. How can't I be, sir? How can't I be happy with my Allah? And if we explore, it is within us. Everyone has got this. It just, and this is what is called the tasawwuf and islah and khanqah and making ta'alluq with a shaykh, that what we got, that it must just come out to the fore. Like we have many countries, usually the third world countries, poor countries, they got gold, they got diamond, they got platinum, they got oil, but they haven't got the expertise to take it out. And usually in the first world country, they've got the technology. They can take it out. So just like that, every person, not only Muslim, every human has been blessed that Allah is blessed him with the ma'rifat of Allah. It is in him. When Alastu bi Rabbikum, Allah asked everyone, and he put his ma'rifat in, and everyone said, Bala, no doubt whatsoever, Allah, you are our Rabb. So that is within a person. The Shaykh is the one who has got that technology and that know-how, how to take it out. And now when you will, it will come out the ma'rifat of Allah, and you are constrained to say what from inside, Raditu billahi wa bil Islami deena, and Islam is my religion. What a beautiful religion. Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a deen he has given us, and from inside you are happy. Wa bi Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulahu wa Nabiya, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul. He is my Nabi. How happy you are. So that Islam, this is when Allah has opened your heart and Islam has come into you, then you will never want to wear, to buy torn jeans and pay more for them than good jeans. Today, torn jeans you go and buy, you pay more money for good jeans. Patched jeans, torn jeans, you pay more. You'll never be so stupid. You'll never be so stupid to buy half socks and pay more money for it than full socks. All these things, yeah, it won't make sense to you. You'll realize, you'll see it openly. But when that hasn't come, the reality is in the heart. To take it out, then you will see you just hate all these ways of the non-Muslims. The cricket won't excite you in the least, but it won't even tickle you. If somebody is talking about the cricket, you will feel ghabrad. What this people? Yes, if they talk of Allah Ta'ala, you'll see get so happy. But when that is not there, when the iman is not there, you enjoy. وَإِذَا ذُكِرُ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. When ذُكِرُ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ, when only Allah is spoken about, those people, they feel upset. What is this here? وَإِذَا ذُكِرُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. When you talk of sports, when you talk of business, you talk of girls, you talk of porn, then you see people get happy. That's a sign of the very, very great weakness of our iman. We have to see, and remember, maut can come any time, then all that cricket is not going to come and help you in the qabr. All your sports is not going to help you. All your business is not going to help you in the qabr. Worry about the qabr. And there you're going to stay forever and ever. Dunya, you are 60, 70 years. How long are you in dunya? Prepare for that. So anyway, so Allah says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَّحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. That person whose heart we have opened up for Islam. When this ayat was revealed, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورِ مِنْ رَبِّي. That person has got nur from Allah Ta'ala. Allah has put nur in your heart, then your heart opens up for Islam. Till that nur does not come into your heart, from here understand, we are in Islam. We are born Muslims, most of us. Maybe there's somebody who is a revert, he has accepted Islam. We have accepted Islam knowledgeably, knowingly. We're not just forced, but we understand everything. We know there's Christianity, there's Judaism, there's Salafism, there's Shiaism, there's Barelvism, all that, but we accept the Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Open-heartedly, knowingly we have accepted it. But the necessity is, we have gone into Islam. Bring Islam into us. Islam must be in us from head to toe. Islam must be us from morning to night. We must be Muslims. Not just by name. You have a Coca-Cola bottle, it's just an example. I'm not promoting Coca-Cola, it's the worst poison and rubbish you can get as far as drinks are concerned. But you have a Coca-Cola bottle and instead of Coke inside you put black vinegar.
and you put the label Coca-Cola, it's not going to help you. The label is not going to help. So the label of Muhammad and Yusuf and Khadija and Fatima, but inside all the lives of the Nasara, all the lives of the Kuffar, what they like, all they like the sports and the cricket and they like the music and they like the nightlife and the nightclubs and all that. And just your name, Muhammad and Ismail, is not going to help you. The reality must be inside. Islam must be inside of you. Not just outwardly that you are just you just got a title, Coca-Cola, but inside is black vinegar and you give your visitors to drink. A nice cold Coca-Cola, they'll take one sip, they spit it out. And they'll be so angry with you, that what you are playing fools with us, what you are giving us. Like that, what in the qabr, what will happen? We went with the name of Yusuf and Ismail and Khadija and Fatima. But inside was all kufr, and inside was all the ways of the non-Muslims. What will happen in the qabr? So, this new Islam, we are in Islam. Now it's a necessity to bring Islam into us. The Sahaba, Allah reward them tremendously. They asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ عَلَامًا. Are the signs by which we can know that this nur of Islam has come into us. Allah, when He opens your heart, then He puts that nur in your heart. Now your heart is open. But how do you know? Hey? You are going from here to Johannesburg, but you don't know the road. You have got some idea, a friend told you. Now you ask somebody that, am I on the right road? I'm passing Bloemfontein. Yeah, you are on the right road. Just be stick to the N2. You will reach Johannesburg. So now you've got signs. So how have we, where will we get signs to know that we are on the right road to Akhirah? Many people want to know, they say the Christians say we are right, the Bareilis say we are right, the Shia say we are right, everyone. But there are signs to see. So the signs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us to see whether we are on the right road to Allah Ta'ala, to Jannah. The first sign, At-tajabi anidabil ghurur, that you have disinclination of this house of dhoka, of deception. And how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't say At-tajabi anidunya, and At-tajabi anidabil ghurur, this house of deception, of dhoka. If you go to somebody calls you to their house for a party, for tea, for meals or something, and when you go there, you see all skeletons lying around, you see blood lying around, you see spears and you see snakes, where am I? So that is, they deceived you. They called you there or to make a big business deal. They call you in a top hotel to sign the deal. But when you read the contract, they are putting me in trouble. Or as everyone knows, and some of our friends also are so simple-minded, that some email came, you want $1 million US dollars. And just give your bank details. And they feel, these people, I don't know where they are. Allah has chosen me. And where I got this yet. And they want to send it. Whatever little money you go and got in your bank account, that will also go. That is dhoka. And how much this dhoka is carrying on? There isn't perhaps a day that on your email you won't get something like that. You have won this, you have won a holiday, and you have to come for, to collect your tickets, but bring your checkbook with. You got a credit card, he's the right man. We must get him. And we will give you a holiday in Thailand. We will give you a holiday, beautiful holiday, 5 days in Mauritius, top 5-star hotel, all whatever little you got, that will also go. So this is darul ghurur, that your heart becomes disinclined to dunya. That dunya's attraction, and whether it is the halal, the haram things are haram. Womanizing, gambling, porn, all that is totally haram. Your heart doesn't incline to it. Even the halal of dunya, you haven't got interest in it. Now holidays don't mean much to you, and all this traveling and all these things, there's no appeal for you. Now that means the nur of Islam has come into you. Now when you get disinclined towards this dunya, which is a house of deception. Shafiq Balkhi rahmatullah alayhi says one of the reasons why people do not get tawfiq to make amal. We listen to bayans, we read kitabs. How many on YouTube we go on so many bayans, and on Facebook and Twitter and everything, we just following all the bayans, but our amal is still zero. We're not doing anything. One of the reasons is that dunya is going behind you and you are chasing dunya. Nobody in the world chases a thing which is at the back. If the police are chasing you and you are running in front, then you get that stupid police who runs at the back. To go and look for you at the back, you are running in front. You skip the roadblock, you skip a speed trap, and you're speeding away, and the police, instead of chasing you this way, they're going to chase you that way. Nobody's so stupid. But dunya is going behind every second. As we are sitting here, dunya is going behind us. But we are chasing dunya. More investments, more business, more money, more house. Build this house, build that house, buy this. We are all the time in dunya. We're chasing something which is going at the back. The other thing he says, that akhirat is coming in front of you, and you turn your face from akhirat. Every moment as we are sitting, we are moving to our qabr. Everyone, we are moving to our qabr every moment. And we're turning our face from qabr. No interest in life of akhirat, no life interest in the qabr. So this is the first sign that nur has come into your heart. When you'll do dunya's work, you won't be a lazy person who just like a slop lying. Two mullah do piyaze, two ahdis in the time of one of the kings of the past, lying by the side of the road, so lazy, and they were hungry, and there were berries falling from the tree, right by them. So there's one lazy man told a person going on a horse, going past, please put this berries in my mouth. He's so lazy to even pick it up and put it in his mouth. He said, you do it yourself. He said, I can't. I just can't. I'm too weak. I'm too lazy. I can't do it. He said, your friend is there. Tell him to do it. He said, this friend of mine, the dog was urinating in his mouth. He was so lazy, he didn't even close his mouth. So if you are so lazy, then what are you going to do? So this is our condition. That we just no interest for akhirah. We don't want to do anything. When it comes for namaz, etc., oh, depression. I feel very low. I feel very weak. I can't manage it. Getting up for fajr. But you go to shop, there you are. You see the person, he is ready. He's all the time. If his girlfriend has to phone him and say, meet me here, oh, no depression and no nothing. Now he's ready immediately to go. So this is that first thing. When Allah puts that nur in your heart, that at-tajati ani daril ghurur. And the second, wal inabatu ila daril khudur. And now his heart inclines to the everlasting life of the akhirah. He realizes, I mustn't work for this temporary dunya. 60, 70 years, whatever I acquire of this dunya, one great thing. When he was passing away, one of the people Allah gave the ownership of the whole world. When he was passing away, he made wasiyah that he must put my two hands out of my janazah so that everyone can see the man who owned the whole world, not ruler of the world, owner of the whole world. Today he's going empty-handed. This is what is this dunya. So now your heart inclines to akhirah, the everlasting, eternal life, where you will get so many hurul een. Your desires, you don't need no Viagra in Jannah. Your desires will be to the height, and you'll fulfill them. No AIDS in Jannah, no HIV in Jannah, no getting caught you with a girlfriend and somebody caught you out. Nothing, just enjoy all the time. What pleasure. Food you can eat, especially where you eat so much wonderful biryani. Balbej gave us today. Now you feel like eating more, but you can't eat more, you are full now. But Jannah, you can eat just for your pleasure. And your food will get digested in sweet-smelling perspiration. Yeah, in our hot summer days, if you don't take your regular bath, you start smelling. People will keep you at a distance. Your wife keeps you at a distance from you. But in Jannah, as you eat, it will get digested in sweet-smelling perspiration. You have to have another bhajia, another samosa, some biryani. No problem. Eat as much as you want to. It will just get digested. Well, you'll get whatever you want. You just desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدْعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ Entertainment from Allah, who is most forgiving, most merciful. He'll give you just what you ask for, what you desire. Fruit will come out of season. There is no season and out of season in Jannah. All the time is season. And the fruit, you don't have to go and pick it on a tree. You don't have to go and buy it. It will come to you. And you take one bite of the fruit. Yeah, in this dunya, you eat a wonderful sweet guava. And then you enjoy, mashallah, what a guava. And you want to eat again. When you look, there is a worm walking there. Now you don't know how many worms you ate up already. But in Jannah, when you will eat, then a hurul een will come out from the fruit. If you wonder how will the Nuruddin come out from a fruit? How does the worm live inside the guava here in this dunya? So there will be what enjoyment in Jannah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Forever and ever you will be there. No more will you don't have to fear I'm going to die. You don't have to worry I'm going to get sick. You will just, no, husband and wife, right? Husband and wife will be sitting on beautiful rocking chairs there, studded with pearls and diamonds and emeralds. And they will be talking sweet nothings to one another and enjoying all the time. Hey, and the sweet breeze of Jannat Muthira will blow, which will increase the beauty of the woman of Jannat all the time. Yes, a woman becomes old. When she gets married, she's 17, 18. She got a figure like a Coca-Cola bottle. Hey, and when after she's married 3-4 children, now she got a figure like a 200-liter oil drum. Now she's a big fat old mama now, oil drum. So Jannat never, her beauty will increase all the time. The man of Jannat, which will be the day which is equal to Friday, they will meet Allah Ta'ala. Allah will make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Yeah, we get obsessed with Sheikh Abdul Basit, legend in Qiraat. How beautifully. And of course, we don't know Arabic. We don't understand. But how he reads Allah, that he went to Russia. Jamal Abdul Nasser took him to Russia. And in the parliament of Russia, he read, hardcore atheist, tears started flowing from their eyes. This is Quran al-Fatih. And when Allah himself will recite, and in Jannat Allah will recite, Allah, why are we wasting our time with this music and this earphones and all that all the time, all this terrible, filthy, dirty things? Read Quran Sharif, prepare for that day, and when Allah, and as Allah will read, like air, water evaporates and becomes clouds. The reading of Allah will evaporate and that will become clouds. That will rain on the people of Jannat. This will be the manner by which their handsomeness will increase. There you won't have a, you won't be old man. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said a beautiful poem. When a person gets old, then what's the starting? Kamar chukke mital kamani hui. Your back bent and became like a bow. One young boy was laughing at an old lady and said, Auntie, grandmother, where you got this bow? A bow and arrow, bow that is bent like this. So she said, Beta, don't worry. When you become my age, you'll get it free of charge. You won't have to go and buy it, and you won't have to know how much and where they sell it. You yourself, your back will bend like that. Mithal jukke, kamar jukke mithal kamani hui. Koi dada hua, koi dadi hui. Somebody is now a dada, grandfather, grandmother. And then afterwards, koi nana hua, koi nani hui. Somebody became like a grandmother. In Jannat, no grandfather and grandmother. No great grandfather, now you can't even get up. Now you are having problems. Jannat, you'll stay young forever and ever. Khalidina fiha abada. What are we wasting ourselves in this temporary dunya? What can it offer? There you will live forever and ever, and what enjoyment. So wal inabatu ila daril hudur. Wal istidat lil maut qabla nuzulihi. And that a person is ready for maut before maut comes. All these matters are cleared up. Qaza namazas he has done. Qaza rozas he has done. Owing people money he has sorted out. No hukukul ibad upon him. He has worked and cleared out all his matters. Everything is clear. He is ready for maut. You are traveling tomorrow. You got your ticket. You got your passport. You are looking forward to your journey. But you haven't still got your passport. Today is a public holiday. Now who is going to give you passport? And you are traveling tomorrow. You haven't got your visas. You haven't got your tickets still. Then how are you going to travel? So get all your things ready for maut before the time. So when maut will come, and here we know I'm traveling tomorrow, I must get all my things sorted out. Maut, nobody knows when it's going to come. Allah kept it such a secret. Nobody knows when it's maut. So be ready for maut whenever it comes. So this is that preparation. This is when the nur of Allah will come in the heart. Now how to get it? Allah Ta'ala says further, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There is wail. Wail is total destruction. Why it is a valley of Jahannam that is so bare that the rest of Jahannam seeks protection from it. Wail is for those people that nur didn't come. And why didn't it come? لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are hard. They don't, and dhikrillah, they don't make the dhikr of Allah. Because of that, the nur of Allah is not coming. It is like the farmer, he hasn't plowed his land. And the rains are coming, the rains are useless for that farmer. He didn't plow, he didn't put seeds. So that person by Zikrullah who plows is the land of his heart, makes it soft. And now the seeds are put in there, now the rain starts coming. By all your actions that you do, your salat, your hajj, all the other things, but you plow your heart first. You make your heart soft, and Zikrullah has got the effect that makes the heart soft. And now you put the seeds, a bayan is taking place. Zikr if you make, and this bayan, your heart is soft, it will go in your heart. And if the heart is not soft, you will get to the best bayan in the world, but it will just be on top of the heart. It won't go inside because you didn't plow your heart. The plowing of the heart, the softening of the heart is the zikrullah. And there are three groups the Quran explains about zikr. One is those people who are non-believers, their hearts are hard. You talk of them of Islam, you are so convinced and you think this chap is really going to accept. It makes no sense to him because his heart is hard. First his heart has to be softened. So even many people, we say here in our town, people are very hard. They just can't, you speak to them, they don't understand. They don't want to accept. The hearts are hard. That is why they are not accepting. First soften the heart. And the softening of the heart is by zikrullah. So the non-believers, their hearts are very hard. They don't make any zikr. Then there is another group which the Quran speaks of. الَّذِينَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't remember Allah but very little. لَا إِلَهَا هُلَا وَلَا إِلَهَا هُلَا. The munafiqeen. When there is expediency, some dunya's benefit, they make some zikr. Otherwise they don't make zikr. How many of our friends become bayat also? But we don't make zikr regularly. Sometimes we make, and now and then we make, but to make zikr regularly, this is important. And that are the true believers. And these people, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَيَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. In all conditions, they remember Allah. Zikr of Allah is so important. Jummah namaz, Allah says, فَسْعَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah has called the khutbah of Jummah and Jummah namaz, zikr of, come to it. And Allah says, when you فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. You came to zikr, go and make zikr in abundance. You're seeking your rosy, Allah will give you barakah, but make zikrullah. You have finished hajj, what a great ibadah. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُ مِنْ عَرَفَاتِ فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Make zikr of Allah. You are in battle. إِذَا لَقِيتُ فِيَةً فَذْكُتُ وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُحَوْلَ zikr. Everywhere zikr. So the zikr will soften the heart. But those who don't make zikr, hearts are hard. Nothing goes in. You listen to bayans, you listen to cassettes, you listen to CDs, but it's not having any effect. First, soften the heart. So the zikr regularly is very important. So Allah says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And how to come on to zikr? See how in detail Allah has explained. اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِ تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That you make tilawat of Quran. Quran will turn your skins, your body, will turn your heart to the zikr of Allah. Then you make zikr of Allah. Your heart is soft. Wallah, I say that if you have made your zikr and for some reason you have to go into a brothel, you have to go into a bar, a shabeen, you'll get hidayat from there also. Allah will open in your heart. And if your heart is hard, you go for hajj and your heart doesn't open. You come to the masjid and your and bayan, the best bayan in the world you heard, but it won't make any effect on you. First the heart must be soft. In order to soften, Allah explained three categories of zikr. And Allah Ta'ala explained that for the heart to get soft, the first thing is tilawat of Quran Sharif. This will turn you to zikrullah. When you make zikr, your heart will be plowed. Now you'll see anyone, you'll see an old lady, you'll take ibrat and you'll take lesson from them. You see an old man and you take a lesson. Otherwise, we are seeing everything. We see in Quran, we don't take lesson. We are seeing people dying, we go to the janazah. At the Qabristan, we are talking of cricket score. We are talking of business. We are talking of the weather. When we are burying our own family member, we are not no thought of death and of after it comes to us. Then Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوَ الْحَدَى. That person who made tilawat, his heart became soft, and the nur of Allah came in his heart, and he came to be a person that enjoyed Islam. Can he be equal to that person who goes into Jahannam and suffers the azab of Jahannam? His hands are fastened at the back, and he's trying to save his face from the azab with his face. How can he do that? May Allah let us understand this. We are all in need of it. And let the reality come into us. And then we understand this. And inshallah, don't think if you become pious and deen comes in your life, you lose the enjoyments of dunya. Wallah, you'll get the real enjoyments of dunya. You won't lose out. You start keeping a beard. You dress Islamically. You follow deen. You follow sunnahs. And the more you come into deen, tahajjud, zikrullah, rozas, fasting, you will see the more you get the enjoyment, the real enjoyment in your heart you will get. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, Al-ghina, ghina nafs. The real riches and enjoyment is what is in the heart. Your enjoyment is not the lawn which is outside, and your tennis court, and your jacuzzi, and your mansion, and your Rolls Royce, and your Mercedes Benz. Enjoyment is in your heart. We have been fooled to think that enjoyment is outside us. Enjoyment is inside you. Enjoyment is not in things of this dunya. Enjoyment is what you enjoy yourself. What is inside you is your enjoyment. May Allah give us all proper understanding and give us tawfiq to make amal accordingly. Tomorrow morning after Fajr, where will we be? There will be a program after Fajr. Braylon Masjid. After Fajr, we'll have a short program. Try to attend those things. And tomorrow, we will be in Queenstown, which is not too far. So try and attend the program there. There will be a program after Zohar, ladies program, 3 to 4. Then after Asr, there will be a program. After Maghrib, there will be a program. Try and come to Queenstown as well. And then inshallah, we'll have an Islahi Jalsa on talk similar to this in Port Shepstone. On on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the third weekend in May. Try and attend there, inshallah. There will be only benefit, inshallah. Try to come, and many brothers who come for the program, we get shocked and surprised. The emails, the response that we get, how people are benefiting. Men, women, young girls, old women, everyone. So try and attend, inshallah, they'll be on the benefit. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahlihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ya Allah, chukha suna qabool farma. Amal ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, hume mihroom na karna. Ya Allah, hamari nafrosat, hamari bulaiyo ki wajah se, hamara kameena pan ki wajah se, apni mihbani se hume mihroom na karna. Ya Allah, tu arhamur rahimeen hai. Ya Allah, tu sattarul عیوب ہے یا اللہ تو غفار الذنوب ہے یا اللہ تو رحیم کریم ہے ہمارے ساتھ کرم رحم کا معاملہ کرنا او اللہ forgive us all our sins او اللہ give us the fear and concern of the reality of afterlife او اللہ see to our dunya let us live comfortably here also make our deen also make our akhirat also او اللہ accept us accept our families our children accept everyone forgive all our marhumeen, all who have passed away, forgive them and give them the highest stages in Jannah, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.